COVID-19 pandemic is hitting the economy hard, and one of the hardest hit is the property sector. With the perceived easing of government restrictions, is the sector on its way to recovery, or will it continue to struggle just like other sectors? Welcome to Trendspotting in the PSE, where we discuss issues affecting the Philippine stock market. I am Alquin Papa, and with me is veteran trader Bonner Ditok. Hi, Bonner.
Hi, Alquin. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, and so another interesting discussion on the property sector. Oh, so let's start. No, the pandemic is hitting the property sector hard, just like the other sectors, of course. I mean, across the board, na siguro yan, we can say banking, consumer, etc., etc. How did you think the pandemic hit the property sector?
Well, let's go back to 2020 when the pandemic hit. Ito na, yung mga March, no? So, lahat ng tao, hindi ba, kamot ulo. Oh no, they're going to put us in lockdown. What are we gonna do? Everyone doesn't know. So, kamot ulo lahat eh. Pero the fact of the matter was, because of this pandemic, ang daming negosyo, biglang, how do we say it? Grinded to a halt. First and foremost na tinamaan dyan was the tourism sector, diba? The airlines, hotels, even the travel agents. Well, actually, travel agents, before the pandemic hit, hirap na yan. People are already able to book their own flights and hotels. Kaya medyo hindi na masyado kinakailangan ng travel agent eh. But,
oh, na-disrupt na sila ng technology eh.
Yes. Ito, tumating pa yung pandemic. O lalo siyang tinamaan ngayon. So, tourism sector was hardest hit. Other than that, ang dami yung iba, yung mga negosyo na may maraming tao, like restaurants. Biglang, hindi ka pwedeng kumain na sa mga restaurant, kundi baka hawaan ka. Close ang restaurants. What can they do? The only thing at the start of the ECQ then, they can only deliver, or people can go and take out the food. That's all they can do. That's the only way for them to survive if they still wanted to do business eh. But property, ibang usapan. Ang property, normally, you do pre-selling, presuming okay yung project mo, you do your pre-selling, then magkoconstruct ka, and then pagka nabenta na, ayan na. So you're going to get payments from all the owners, and then yung kung ano yung mga usual na mangyari na after ma-fulfill mo yung payment, yung transfer of title, and so on and so forth. Question, in the middle of construction, paano ngayon babayaran ng the owner?
Buyer.
Na, diba? The buyer. Sabi natin ako, let's say I bought a unit from this project. Nag-umpisa na ako magbayad. Pandemic hit. Tigil din ng income ko because lahat ng businesses, tigil. So, in a few months, siyempre, I have to spend on the necessities. Anong babayarin ko ngayon dun sa property na binilhan ko? Alangan naman sabihin kong, refund na lang. They won't do that. And they will also not allow na pag nag-lapse ka, eh, sige, okay lang. Maybe, at the start of the pandemic, nung sinabihan nga ng government, o bigyan nyo ng ano ha, ng
reprieve.
Konting allowance yung mga tao. Huwag nyo singilin muna.
Oo. Naalala ko yun.
That was good for what? 2 months? 3 months? After that, eto, singilin naman tayo. So we're back to square one. Eh kung ang income mo up to now is not the same as before, how are you gonna pay whatever you're being told to pay by the property developer? Ano pa lang yun? We're just talking about condo units.
Nako.
Have you ever had the chance to go out, go into a mall, and see how it is now compared to before the pandemic?
Yeah, well, ako, I go out kasi I've completed my shots and I'm the only one in the house who has both shots. So I'm the designated like shopper, di ba? And talagang boss, talaga foot traffic is very, very low. And a lot of the stores are closing.
Yeah, hindi lang closing. Closed mismo.
Closed talaga, oh, closed.
Kasi I agree with you kasi I also went to the mall last year, I think around April or May. But this was out of necessity. This was the time na all the schools walang face to face. Up to now, walang face to face. So the demand went up for laptops. Ibang discussion yan, ha? Ibang discussion sa laptop. I had to go to the mall to buy a laptop for my daughter because nagbigay ng requirement ang school what kind of laptop and hindi siya yung entry level. So, sakit sa bulsa. When I went there, the first thing I noticed, paglingon ko, uy, hindi ito katulad ng matandaan ko before the pandemic. Where you got a lot of people walking around, all the shops open. No, not this time around. This time around, you only have a few shops open. Shortened hours pa. You can only feel for the tenant na hirap na nga magbukas ng negosyo. Lalo pang nahirapan dahil shortened hours ka, wala masyadong foot traffic, which means wala masyadong negosyo, so wala masyadong perang papasok. In short, ba't ka pa magbubukas? You're just inflicting more pain on yourself. It's that bad. I was able to go to the mall again a few months ago. It's not as bad as last year, but it's still bad. Dami pa rin sarado. And that's inside the mall. Outside, ganun din. Ang dami sarado. In line with that, some outlooks from property developers. Mahirap paniwalaan yung mga sinasabi nila.
Okay.
Businesses will be coming in. Demand is going to be high. Hello, how is it going to happen if not everyone has their shots yet? And even if they do have their shots, that's no guarantee you're not going to get sick.
So yeah, let's discuss these rosy parang predictions a little later, no. Pero BPOs and POGOs were at one time the pillars of the property sector. I mean, ang daming nagbilihan because they wanted to set up these BPOs and POGOs. So what happened? Nagkaka-bubble ba?
Parang ganun ang nangyari. Actually, you know, I noticed even back in 2017 ata, that's when I noticed na parang ang tagal ng boom ng boom itong construction. I'm not saying that there's a seasonality to it, no, but there's just so many projects being constructed at that time. And I was thinking to myself, sino may kayang bumili ng ganyang ka... Well, I cannot say kamahal, but kasi price is relative, but who can afford to buy a condo unit that's at least 2 million pesos worth? Not everyone can afford a loan. And if they can buy it, that's still 2 million. Eh, sino may kaya? Guess what? Yun na nga, at that time, here come the POGOs. Eh, sino yung, sino ba nagpapatakbo ng POGOs? You got the mainland Chinese who are coming in. And this one, I don't know how true it is, but sabi daw, they bought units with cold cash. So, medyo na-extend yung so-called expansion ng properties at that time. And because of not only of the pandemic, but because POGOs were ruled na hindi na pwedeng mag-operate sa atin, I think it was a year or two ago. Ayun na, tumigil. So, yan ang problema ngayon. What happens now, maybe, I think, based on your question, parang nag-rely ang property sector sa BPOs and POGOs. BPOs are still here, pero as far as I know, nagbawas din ng tao yan.
Oo.
Diba? So, there's a lot of office space that's out there. Some of them, over a year, hindi pa rin na-occupy.
What about residential? Kasi this is driven by, if I'm not mistaken, OFW remittances, di ba? They want to buy a condo for their families here. The problem is that their jobs are also in danger because the pandemic was hitting us worldwide. Eh.
Yes.
So malamang may reduction yan.
Reduction for sure. Kasi, di ba, marami ring mga OFW na umuwi. Contracts were not renewed. So they're here.
They lost their jobs, yeah.
They lost their jobs there. But at least on the other side, they found opportunities to start their own businesses here. That was the good side for that.
Mm.
I mean, not all, no, but there were some OFWs who were able to start a business when they were forced to come home.
Okay.
But that's another story. Now, okay. As far as residential projects are concerned, meron pa rin. Whether we're talking about condo units or houses being built in subdivisions, meron eh. So, tuloy sa tuloy. But the thing is, yung pandemic, when it hit, marami sa ating kamot ulo, hindi natin alam anong gagawin. In fact, majority of the population, walang trabahong ginagawa for roughly 2 months. And then finally, as far as the construction industry is concerned, there were rules that were made by both DOLE and DPWH para dito sa mga developers. And the biggest takeaway I know that happened here is that yung mga property developers, they hire contractors, diba? So meron dyan sa for electricity, meron for plumbing, and so on and so forth. Each contractor is ordered, I can't find a nicer word for it, pero kasi the thing is, they are ordered by the general contractor to provide barracks for their own people. In short, stay in sila doon. Hindi sila pwedeng, pag natapos ang trabaho, 4:30, 5:30, labas na, uwi na. No, it's not like that. Now, stay in kayo sa project hanggang matapos yan. So you gotta provide barracks for the workers. Aside from that, required that you are able to provide face masks, face shields for each worker, aside from the usual PPEs before. We're not talking about yung PPE for viral purposes. We're talking about safety shoes, hard hats, reflectorized vest. Ito yung mga usual PPE dati. So on top of this, meron ka ng face mask pa, face shield, PPE suits.
Suits.
Okay. Oh, ito yung buong katawan mo, talagang balot sa PPE suit, no? And then you also have yung regular rapid tests.
Naku, mahal yun.
Per person yan.
Per person.
Per person, every 2 weeks, magkanong gastos yan?
Yun. So the restrictions, the restrictions cost extra expense on the part of these contractors.
Oh, yeah. Kasi isipin mo, it's one thing na I'm the buyer. I'm buying ito yung presyo. What about the developer? Developer imposes on the contractors, kailangan ganito, kailangan sundan ito. Kung may violation, out na kayo. It's as simple as that. So, if you still want to keep working on the project, you have to now spend more for all these other new expenses.
Oh, the developer will want the project to push through kasi parang that's a likely source of income for they're thinking it's their source of income. Eh.
The usual style dati kasi was if say that this project is going to take 1 year yan. Sino man ang sumobra dyan, penalized.
Ganun yun. Okay.
So in this case, despite the pandemic, tuloy ang project, tumatakbo ang oras. Now, okay, going back. So this added expense, paano to? Saluin muna ng contractor. Wala siyang choice eh. But when the project is finished, saan mapupunta ngayon yung ginastos niya? Malamang, sisingilin niya uli si GenCon. You impose this on me. I didn't ask for this, but I need to do this para matapos natin yung project mo. Okay. So sabihin na natin, yan ang usapan ni GenCon and Subcon. So bumalik kay GenCon yung cost. Who is he gonna pass that cost to? Siyempre, sa buyer.
Eventually, it will end up with the buyer. Yeah.
So, in short, expect property prices to go up because of this.
But again, property sectors also dictate the chance that the property prices will go down.
I don't know about the prices going down. However, if they want their units to be sold, they need to come up with some kind of gimmick or promo to entice the buyer. Otherwise, if say the condo unit was going for 3 million and all due to these pandemic expenses, ngayon biglang 4 million, paano magiging attractive ngayon sa buyer? I mean, it's the same place, it's the same everything, except the price has now gone up all because of the expenses for the pandemic. So they need to come up with something. I just don't know what.
Parang ano, a gimmick to sell.
Yeah. The usual was, I mean, for other items, usual consumer items, siguro, buy how many of these, you get a free something. I don't know if that's okay. Applicable for property developers.
Okay, given the dire situation, the dire outlook, there's a saying, in any crisis, there's opportunity. So should we be optimistic, lalo na sa property sector?
Well, I think I will follow that line of thinking that somehow there is a silver lining somewhere. But I can't see it yet. Not just yet.
Nako.
Oh, okay. Hindi. That's a reality. I mean, we're still in the middle of the pandemic. I don't even think our own population is anywhere close to 50% being vaccinated. So until we get that, that's the only time you'll probably see restrictions being eased. So which means from GCQ, ang tagal na natin GCQ, GCQ pa rin tayo ngayon. Tsaka lang mapupunta ng MGCQ. And then after MGCQ, maybe saka nang lifted lang buong quarantine mo. I don't know how long that's going to take. Maybe another year? 2 years? Who knows? Is there an opportunity? Malamang meron yan. But I think first things first, things need to get better. Meaning, people have to be able to get back to what was quote-unquote normal before the pandemic. Tsaka lang babalik siguro yung mga opportunities na yan. Yung mga probable yung mga sinasabi ng ibang developers that there are a lot of opportunities in office spaces. Yes, meron yun. Because ang dami nagsara. And like I said, 1 year, hindi pa rin ino-occupy. There's some space out there na okay for rental. The thing is, who's going to dictate the price now? Is it the person who will rent or the one who is giving out the rental space? The way I see it, it's the one who will rent who will probably dictate. It's now a buyer's market.
Buyer's market. Oh. So given all of that, all of these, given the not so rosy outlook now, how will all of this impact the stock prices of developers in the Philippine Stock Exchange? What does the chart say, and should we be lining up to buy these issues anytime soon?
For that, we need to take a look at the property sector chart. And what I'm seeing here, I don't think you want to see this. Before 2020, medyo sideways yung property sector. I mean, it was just going through the motions. In fact, it was at around 4,000 yung property sector. And then the pandemic came. Laglag siya. It's been trying to get back to the 4,000 level ever since. However, long story short, from March of 2020 up to current, what I'm seeing, I can be wrong, but what I'm seeing is I see a head and shoulders forming. And konti lang, buo na to. How far are the property sector going to go down? This is a good question because this is going to be very painful. Lalo na kung may hawak ang property stocks ngayon. Let's put it this way. Right now, what we are looking at around 3,000 as your immediate support. Immediate yun. Nakaturo to pabagsak. 28% down from 3,000. In short, around 2 to 2,150, somewhere there. So may ibabagsak pa.
Nako.
I hope I'm wrong.
Okay. thank you, Bonner, for that outlook. Going into this week, we had a shortened week, no? Trading week. Because
yes,
there was a holiday. Yeah. Yeah. Because Tuesday was a holiday. Can you give us your outlook for the next 3 days, three remaining days of the trading week?
Three remaining days. Okay. Are you sure you still want to hear this?
Wala tayong magagawa. Sige, go.
Okay. Itong reality. So, from 2 weeks ago, nakita natin, no, that the index tried to get past 7,000, tried to be convincing about it, but it cannot go past 7,100. Hindi lang siya, hindi makalampas, bumalik siya kagad. And last close, this was Monday, July 19. Last close was 6,587. The low was 6,510. Mga kaibigan, kumakatok sa 6,500. And the way it looks, bubutasin pa niya yung 6,500 na yan. Why? The index right now is already below all the moving averages. Bearish na po. Hindi lang yan. The MACD also is now in bearish territory. I mean, at least the fast lines concerned, it's already below zero. Patay tayo yan. Momentum is showing us may babagsak pa. This is wow. Going to be bloody.
Support level, boss.
Support level, well, first is 6,500. Definitely. Next okay. Will be 6.
Ooh, okay.
Given as to how it's already looking, PSEI unfortunately looks so much like the property sector. I now have a continuation head and shoulders here where talagang para sa ano, para sa mga masukista to. Gusto niyo talaga saktan sarili niyo. All right. So what level are we looking at as far as this head and shoulders is concerned? We are looking at a level of 6.2 for the moment, no? Yan ang support natin. I mean, ano lang, ha? I'm just gonna round off the numbers. Not gonna give you the exact numbers. Masyado na tayong OC dyan. Once ma-break yung 6.2 level, it's pointing 20% down, which means...
20% down.
20%. Well, at least it's not as bad as property sector, 28% yun. But still, 20%, which means 4,900, that area. Wow. I don't know how long it's gonna take. Maybe sandali lang, pero still, pag kahit sabi mo sandali lang, eh, pag dating natin sa 4,900, akit ba kagad? I don't know. That's not, it's not a guarantee na mangyari yun. So what turns out to be something that looks bullish sana because initially we were looking at it as a probable double bottom. Now, the ugly part has already shown itself. Now, we see a probable head and shoulders. Yun na nga, pointing to 4.9. For the moment, sana mali ako.
Okay. Thank you very much, Boss Bonner. So I think we all know what to do for the next few trading days. And anyway, that's all that we have for now here at Trendspotting in the PSE. And as usual, this is Alquin Papa. And as I always say, knowledge is always a good investment.
And I'm Bonner Detok. Remember, the trend is your friend.
Bye, guys.
Bye.